chatting with Andrew Henderson after today's win against Bradford Bulls 25-14. You must be a proud coach today.
Yeah, super proud, mate. Super proud of the team, Paul. I just thought, again, it was a gutsy effort, but it was a really strong team performance, and we thoroughly deserved the result today. I thought, you know, we earned those 2 points, and I'm super proud of the team and really pleased for them as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's some of the criticism, as it was, that's been levelled, is that we're getting beat up down the middle, and today we absolutely turned that around.
Yeah, I thought we held our own there. And I think, look, it's a combination of a few factors. The fact that our ball control was really good today, I felt we were patient with the ball. We didn't overplay. You know, we played nice and direct, and we turned the ball over in the right areas. And that gave us that energy defensively. And we had a job on us today to stop a very big back five in Tafua, Blackmore, Arundel and Gill. You know, there's some big bodies they carry well. They get their sets starting well. And then the big boppers come off the back of that. Doro, Rogers, the likes. And yeah, I just felt that, you know, I thought we did a really good job at managing, you know, defensively, you know, their go forward and their threat. So, yeah, I was super pleased with the team today. Like I said, it was a great performance and one that we thoroughly deserved.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing that's maybe been missing for a few weeks was our discipline. And I thought today we were bang on the money with it.
I thought we were great, yeah, 100%. And we spoke about that all week, you know, about today. You know, we don't need to fall into the trap of, like, overplaying or overthinking it even, you know, because sometimes when you're struggling and you're in a tough place like we were, you know, it's easy to think, because you just want the win so bad, but then you come out of the system or you're trying to do something to, you know, a miracle, and it just, you end up compounding yourself and making things worse. We've got to work together, not individually, and we spoke a lot about that this week, and we spoke about, you know, the certain plan we're going to execute, you know, against this mob, and that we really had to back our defense this week, and I thought we did that really, really well. So yeah, I'm hopeful now the group will understand, you know, that when they deliver the process and they execute the plan, they give themselves a chance to win games, and that's what we've done today.
Yeah. I think, you know, and what epitomised the effort that was out there today was it 75th minute, and they're coming out under the post, and we made a tackle and dragged him back 10 metres for a drop, you know, and that just epitomised today's effort.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the only thing I would say is, I think even in that last sort of, you know, 6 or 7 minutes, we had some great field position, and I just felt we were almost a bit like in football, you know, when they sort of play the ball to the corner, they try and hold it there and stop, like, the team from getting, they just keep getting corners, you know. I just felt we were a bit like that in that last sort of, you know, 5 or 6 minutes. I would have liked to have just to try to, you know, put them to the sword a little bit, and just get over again and finish and close the game off. But, you know, but hey, listen, that's me being a little bit critical there, you know. But like I said, I think overall, you know, you got to be happy with what we produced today.
And you know, without picking individuals, but your senior players today, I thought Liam led them well. Jimmy was good, you know, in the backs, and Jordy again, what a shift.
Yeah, I agree, mate. I thought those senior boys really stepped up today for us. I thought, you know, the two captains in Liam Harris and Jimmy Connors, I thought were outstanding. Yeah, Liam led the men well. He controlled most of the gameplay for us. Yeah. I thought Jimmy, both in defence and attack, was really good for us, mate. You know, he did some strong carries out of yardage. Defensively, really stiffened up that left edge for us with the threat of John Davies. Thought he did a great job there. And Jordy Thompson was immense through that middle third, mate, for the whole 80 minutes. Yeah. So really, really pleased. I thought Jubby as well, you know, showed some really good control out there today from the ruck. Mate, but again, it's really hard to single people out, because I just felt everybody, you know, did a great job. And we even had the adversity of losing Charlie Severs at half time, so he couldn't come back on. So we're down a body there. Jacob went as well at the end. So we'll have to assess what happened there. And so we were under the pump a little bit back in that second half. But, you know, we found a way to, you know, to overcome it.
Yeah. Next week, Tuffin, the famous slope at Batley. So, but, you know, they're down there with us, and, you know, they're scrapping. So it's always a tough one. And when you're down at the bottom, it's a bit tougher, maybe.
Yeah, I agree, mate. I agree. But it's just important that we don't, you know, like you said, we don't get ahead of ourselves. Let's enjoy the win today. But we've got a job to do next week. It's important that we back it up. You know, we've got to go there with a mentality to be better than we were today.
Yeah.
And look to earn another result and take another step forward together. You know, so plenty to get excited about.
Brilliant. Great stuff. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, mate.